It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday, so we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies today after the trade deadline? Better or worse? Now, Ike, I know you said you feel the same. Uh-huh. What do you think the poll is at? Better or worse?
I think people have sort of talked themselves into, you know, feeling better about the team. Like, they love the Durant acquisition. He's going to be here for multiple years. They obviously see that Bader is an improvement over what was out there in the outfield. So I think most people will say they feel better. What does that say as to whether or not they feel like they can win a World Series? That's different. But
right,
I think most people will say they feel better.
You want to give me a percentage?
I'll go not a crazy number, somewhere around 60-40. Let's go 63%.
See, you're back. You're back on the guess. 57%, but right
okay.
there in that
all
range.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the thing that it made – I tried to talk myself into it. I was like, well, I like Bader and Duran, and Kwan didn't even get traded and blah, blah, blah. But I ended up feeling worse about them organizationally. I started thinking big picture and
right.
less about the team specifically.
Right.
Because really, they're either going to get in the playoffs and hit or they're not going to. I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to. And maybe they will, maybe they won't. Probably won't, but who knows. Like, I'm just thinking about the future. And I'm also thinking, like, if your entire future is based on whether Andrew Painter is good, like these friggin' two guys we're talking about, Aiden Miller and Andrew Painter, that's really who we're talking about. Justin Crawford's a nice prospect. He's
right.
fine. I'm a little worried. Like, I'm a little worried that the cavalry is not coming, you know, that it's one or two players.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Big news out of the NFL. We will get to that right after we talk to Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, so I don't want to sound like, you know, ungrateful or nothing, but I do feel like the team got better. Like you say, Yon Duran coming in closer multiple years. Bader, nice outfield pickup. But like what are we doing with this team? Like last year, Middleton Clubhouse, oh, I want my trophy back. Like what are we doing? Just like trying to make YouTube videos out here? Like I don't know what this team really wants to do. Like Bryce Harper is 33 years old, about to be 34. I think like I like Andrew Painter, I like Aiden Miller, Crawford, like you said, cute little prospect. But it's like, are these dudes about to come in and change the game? Like, I get it, they're young and we don't know. I don't know if they expect them to like open the window, but we trying to win the World Series now. Like, you got guys that's on their later ends of their 20s, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, they're in their 30s, Trey Turner going into his 30s. Like, it's like the younger guys on this team, we got a lot of questions about, like, Bryson Stott. Like, we don't know if he a player or not. Like, he batting at the end of the lineup. Alec Bohm, you know, here today, yin, yin, yang, out, not here tomorrow. Like, it's like, we trying to win now. Our window is now. And, like, I know you don't want to, like Spike talked about, you want to win. Like, I think Dombrowski trying to, like, win the trade and don't want to look like he got heist or whatever. But if you win a World Series, ain't nobody going to care about that. But I'm going to take what they will care about, right? If Justin Crawford go out there and he can't play, or Aiden Miller comes up to the major league and he's not that good, or Andrew Painter can't pitch, and we don't win a World Series, that will be talked about, you know. So it's like I don't care about, you know, prospects. Like, I get it. Like, I'm not the baseball aficionado or like Jack is. So like, my knowledge isn't as deep. I just know winning, right? And I know, I want a guy that's going to do whatever it takes to win. Not half foot in, not half foot out, not weak five.
As long as the team's great around him, I agree, yeah.
This guy, bro. I tell you, man.
You push him into a corner.
Well, I was just like, yeah, I too would like a guy to do what it takes to win, as long as he has, you know, monsters around him.
I'm in my soliloquy, and this guy come from left field with a shot. What is
yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Another and practice today.
Yeah, see, look at him.
All you guys are deflecting off of a bad camp.
We become this good baseball show. We got Corey in Columbus out here giving his real take, and Jack
He doesn't want anybody's baseball team.
No, he doesn't.
I'm listening.
About the baseball team.
I know.
I'm saying is, like, we want to win. Like we saw what happened with the Eagles. Like, imagine it's the Phillies. Like the Eagles won a Super Bowl, what, 7-8 years ago, and we got another, you know. Imagine with the Phillies, who hasn't won since 08. You know what I'm saying? If they won
a World Series. That's what kills me, too, is that, like, I thought they had an opportunity today to have this city on fire.
Oh, if they had gotten Stephen Kwan, we would have been on fire.
Yeah, I think you might have actually lit yourself on fire.
Yeah, yeah. I would have been at the team store telling them, you can make me a jersey with Kwan on the back.
Yeah, yeah. Powder blue.
Powder blue. Yeah. Let's go.
Like that, and that's what kind of hurts today.
Size small.
Is that they had that opportunity, and now I feel like there's a lot of people out there, and I think it's totally fair. I'm not, like, saying this is a bad thing. They're like, well, the Eagles are right around the corner. You know what I mean? And that's the mark they missed. Yet.
Yeah, I think with the Phillies now, that they're able to have the distraction of the Eagles and wait and see on the Phillies. But if they had had the trade deadline yesterday, they would have had the opportunity to have everyone truly looking forward and believing.
Let's take over the city. And it's like just closing out, like I don't like relying on what we got. Like, we've been relying on these dudes for the past 3 years. Like, we saw what happened last year, like you said. Schwarber, we love him, but he turtled up. You know, like, we keep saying, oh, Bryce gonna get going, but like we need more than just Bryce. You know, I need more than just Bryce. So Bader, can you do something? Stott, like Castellanos, you're terrible. Like, I can't just keep relying on Bryce Harper to do something. I need the rest of these dudes too. And we've been waiting on that the past 3 postseasons, and it hasn't happened.
Yep. Corey, next question today. Yeah, it is MTV's 44th birthday. Not as old as me and Ike, but still pretty old. What's your favorite video?
All right, so listen, this is the greatest debut album. And when this song came out, it's still bumped today. That's In the Club by 50 Cent. That's the greatest.
Oh, that was a big one. That was a big one. Yep. That was a big one. All right, Corey. Thank you, man.
Huge song, nice video, still remember it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, big one.
Upside down rapping.
Here's what Dave Dombrowski said about the roster after the trade deadline yesterday.
Were there deals or opportunities or discussions today with teams where, like you mentioned last night, they were asking for Andrew Painter or maybe another top prospect?
Well, we had a lot of conversations still today. We could have made other trades like anybody could make more. We're very comfortable. We've added where we think we needed to add. We added a couple guys to our bullpen that we're very happy. People almost forget about David Robertson at this time because he's not here.
Oh, geez.
He's out there throwing. So between David and then Juan, I mean, all of a sudden we've got 2 good additions from the right-hand side. Alvarado's not too far away either, but those 2 guys there and then getting a right-handed outfielder was our main thing. We talked to, basically, I can't tell you there was any club over the last time period that we did not speak to. There was no stone unturned, but we felt good with our club. We didn't have a lot of gaping holes. Some of, again, our offensive improvement's going to have to come internally. Mm-hmm. We think it can. It's just like all of a sudden you see Brandon Marsh hit a couple home runs the last couple days. We think can drive the ball more than he has in the past.
I haven't heard this whole quote.
That. Some of that's going to have to come internal. But we feel comfortable with the guys that we got and really weren't enticed to trade the big names, although some of our top prospects, people still asked about them.
Okay. First of all, don't remind me of the 40-year-old guy that wasn't even playing for a baseball team this year that you signed that is coming for the bullpen. Second of all, don't remind me about the other guy who has a PED suspension and can't even pitch in the playoffs, and we don't even know if he's going to be as good when he returns because he can't do the PEDs anymore. And I know you like the players that you got. And then he did the thing, for Christ's sake, that Marsh has hit a couple of home runs in the last couple of months and that they don't have any gaping holes and the improvement has to come from within the team that you signed. And, by the way, no gaping holes. The entire outfield is a gaping hole. It is. Harrison Bader is a nice player. You have Max Kepler starting in left field who is hitting 200. Nick Castellanos, who can't catch a ball without falling down out there in right field, who you've been dying to trade for 3 years. Like, what I wonder, Ike, is... I know Dave Dombrowski has not been with the team as long as Joe Banner and Andy Reid were with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But what Joe Banner and Andy Reid did is they brought the team back to relevance and made them a good organization. But the point came where those guys, specifically Joe Banner, and it wasn't going to happen here. right? They needed to find. Now, they went and hired Chip Kelly, which was a bold hire. Didn't work out. But I would argue that the guts that it took to do that, to move on from trusted voices. Andy Reid was a trusted voice to Jeff Lurie. And Joe Banner was a trusted voice to Jeff Lurie. He had the confidence to go and take a chance on somebody who thought forward. And by the way, if they never take the Chip Kelly chance, they're never in the position that they are now.
Sure.
Not that all those things happen, but you don't hire Doug. And you, like all of those things. And like, I just wonder if Dombrowski has done what he can do here to bring them to a level of organization that is respected, but whether they need to do the thing that takes them to the next level so they can be like the Eagles have moved. The Eagles are considered a glamour franchise in the NFL, and they weren't before they won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think he has done everything that he can do as far as significant changes, right? So a lot of this is going to be moving forward about how do these young players develop. I mean, do they get to a point next year where they all of a sudden say, yeah, we will trade Andrew Payne or Aiden Miller or, you know what I mean, or Justin Crawford. I don't know if that happens even next year. So they certainly are relying on these young guys to come up and fill some holes in the next couple of years. And I think Dave is taking orders from up top that we're on a cost control sort of operation here. And you got to do the best you can with what we have, right? Like, I think there's going to be a directive to re-sign Kyle Schwarber because, quite frankly, after not doing much offensively at the trade deadline, can you imagine that PR hit they'll take if they let Kyle Schwarber walk?
Oh, yeah, they can't.
So now you can't let Kyle Schwarber go anywhere. So they're going to have to pay him. You're going to have to pay JT for another couple of years, right? And Ranger is probably walking, which is why they probably want Andrew Painter to be able to step in to fill his void.
Well, and you mentioned the cost thing. Where is that changing? Because if you sign Kyle Schwarber, you're going to pay him more money than you're paying him already.
That's the hole they dug themselves in. They backed themselves into this corner. Yeah.
And that Taiwan Castellanos thing is still there next
year. Still there. Yep.
It's still there next year.
Yep.
We have big news out of the NFC East. Out of the Cowboys that may have something to do with the Eagles. I will tell you about it right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai at Downingtown. Now, it's the summer, right? Dog days of summer. It's not hot today, but it was scorching the last few days. Your AC in your car, maybe not what it used to be because your car isn't what it used to be. Go to Colonial Hyundai at Downingtown. The cars are John Ashdale. Speaking of the dog days of summer, going to throw you a bone. Save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's 10 grand. Up to 10 grand you could save. You'd be driving out a brand new Tucson or a Palisade. Also, for a limited time only at Colonial, how about financing as low as 0%? And that piece of junk that you're driving, they're going to guarantee you at least $6,500 for that piece of junk, no matter what condition it's in. And as always, your new Hyundai at Colonial is going to come with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And speaking of dog days of summer, every new Hyundai that gets sold at Colonial this month, they donate $100 to the Brandywine Valley SPCA. I don't know anybody that works there, Brandywine Valley SPCA. Nothing, no personal connection there.
Wow.
But that is a good thing as well. Do not wait. Run to Colonial Hyundai on Route 30 in Downingtown or online at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai. See website for details. So official news. Now, we've heard the rumblings out of Dallas all offseason.
Yeah.
Between Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones, or as Jerry Jones likes to call him, Michael Parson.
Michael, what, was that the one you think that?
Yeah.
That was the backbreaker.
Or was it when he said that CeeDee Lamb got bigger? Bigger cheers for re-signing him.
Micah Parsons has requested a trade from the Dallas Cowboys, officially from the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if I am to bet, this ends with the Dallas Cowboys giving him the biggest contract any defensive end has ever gotten, September 2nd. That would be my guess. But, and you would have to imagine, there is very little chance that Jerry Jones would trade Micah Parsons or Michael Parson to the Philadelphia Eagles. I guess
I'd say there's no chance he trades Michael Parsons here. I'd say zero.
Let's say he would.
Okay.
What would your tolerance be for a Micah Parsons trade? Like, would you trade 2 first-round picks and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons?
Ooh-wee.
That's what his value's got to be. It's got to be 2 firsts.
Yeah, I'm not trading 2 first-round picks and Nolan Smith.
1 first-round pick and Nolan Smith?
I would consider 1 first-round pick and Nolan Smith, yes.
2 first-round picks? I'm just going to keep throwing.
No, I know what you're saying, yeah. Two first-round picks without Nolan Smith.
Correct, just 2 firsts.
No, I'm going to have to trade Nolan Smith.
Okay, so you'd rather do 1 and Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
And final question, would you do 2 firsts and Jalix Hunt?
It's 58 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was told Michael Parsons.
You're going to get Michael 58.
Yeah.
Because he can't get AJ's number.
No? Well, it's Carson's number. But
I'll tell you, I would go do it. I think Michael Parsons is great. I would humbly ask him to stop doing his little radio show or Twitch show.
No, that's not going to happen.
His podcast. Yeah.
You think he's on a radio show?
Yeah. Well, whatever it is.
Well, what about for our purposes, what about the Michael Parsons show?
Well, right after the Jordan, maybe it goes Jordan Mailata, then Players Lounge, then Michael Parsons.
No.
Yeah.
No, Michael Parsons is on the Players Lounge.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you call Pete. Pete, that check is going to be, that's going to have to be a 14-inch wide check to fit the. Jack, would you trade for Micah Parsons?
No. First off, he's a Cowboy.
Oh, will you stop it.
Can I get an amen?
You are.
Well, he's just a loser, dude. I got no interest in Micah Parsons.
He's a loser?
He's a total loser.
You take Michael Parsons.
Dude, for all the social media stuff, the flirting with other teams all the time, him getting exposed in the Packers game in the postseason where he did nothing. All you got to do is run at Micah Parsons. Was trying to tell Jeff Statlin that for years. Like, it would be fun content. I totally agree. Not a winner.
No, dude. And no one's a winner until they come here.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny?
I'll take Michael Parsons in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, of course. Do you know what's funny?
Is he 25 years old?
We think Jack is trolling. He's not. He told me before on air, he's like, Michael Parsons a loser.
He is a loser. I don't want Michael Parsons.
Wow.
Yeah, we change all that once he comes here.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton was a loser before he got here.
We change all that when he comes here.
Now Bryce Huff, Devin White.
You know why he doesn't want Michael Parsons here.
Why?
Why?
Oh, he doesn't want them to win another Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Listen,
dominance would continue.
Yeah, I know. They did nothing at the trade deadline.
Meanwhile, his team's over here getting Harrison Bader.
Don't make me start calling him master.
But yeah. I know Fritz, man. Fritz, he's...
We got Johan Duran, all right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yes, yeah, we did, man. You did. But the idea of the Eagles, because he knows if it actually became available, he'd be like, yeah, Howie has more of a chance of getting Michael Parsons than we ever had of getting Stephen Kwan.
Can I tell you?
Kwan's better, too.
You think Howie would have allowed Andrew Painter to keep him from getting Stephen Kwan?
No, he would not have.
I think he would. I think he understands the future of the franchise.
Well, I don't know. Get him on the phone. If we get to talk to Howie before the season starts, that's what I'm going to ask him. He's not going to answer, and as usual with Howie, I'm going to ask him again in a different way. I would take Micah Parsons.
He's a beast. Yeah. I like Micah coming out of college. I remember me and Glenn Mann arguing on draft night.
He was the Devontae draft.
Yeah, that was the Devontae draft.
Because I remember
I wanted Patrick Surtain or Michael Parsons.
And it wasn't that hot for Parsons with the Eagles. Like, I remember it wasn't like a big there wasn't like a push to get Micah.
Nope.
He was kind of just out there.
Well, Yes.
Ike Chance. Yeah.
Well, and Richie had flooded the airwaves with Parsons hate.
Yes, he did. He did. He personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes, he was saying that like he coached him to camp when he was 5. And
Michael was a
knew he was a dog. Man, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and an 8-year-old.
Why don't you ask what happened to Richie when he was at camp? There are some questions.
Yeah. Wasn't he at Penn State?
He was at Sandusky was his.
Oh, God.
It was. I just.
Oh, God.
He said he didn't notice anything weird.
Oh, God.
That's what he said.
Is there something? Never mind.
All right, yeah. Well, we should stop
move
there.
Move on.
All right. 215-592-9494. I would take Micah Parsons.
Yes, back to Micah. Yes.
I thought we were getting back to the Sandusky Richie scandal.
Bader and
Bader and Duran?
Yeah, Bader and Duran.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're over here trade for Harrison Bader.
Yeah, dude, I know. All right? I know. I got it. Ha ha. Wait till they win the World Series.
215-592-9494.
And you guys didn't break down Matt Manning, which is also equally as disappointing. I told you there's a move coming, and it's 6:20.
They completed the trade for Matt Manning.
I didn't know what the hell that was. I was like, is this real?
Yeah, come on, man.
Do you want to tell everybody who he is?
So he's a former top 100 prospect, a former first-round pick that Nebraska drafted in 2016. He could be Jeff Hoffman. He was sent straight to Clearwater to be going there pitching lab, and maybe next year he can help the Bulls.
You know what Dombrowski loves?
Did you say next year?
Yeah, he's not this year.
So he's not...
He's drafted. Don't worry, Ike. He was only drafted 10 years ago.
Yeah, so
hold on. Hold on.
That's what I'm going to say.
They drafted him when he was 9.
You said 2016.
Yeah.
Hoffman was drafted in 2015. He didn't break out until last year.
Oh, man.
I thought we traded for somebody that we could use.
No. This is about acquiring depth for the organization.
Dave Dombrowski is excellent at the guy that might be good. How many guys that might be good?
But I love guys that might be good. It's exciting.
Potential.
Colonel in Massachusetts. You're on WIP. Colonel. What's up, Colonel? Yeah, that's what it says.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Best What's up, Colonel?
What's up, Colonel?
Best radio show.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
The only way to beat Boston traffic is listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, Boston traffic's ridiculous. Why aren't you taking the T or whatever they call it?
Why is Boston traffic ridiculous?
It's horrible.
Is it worse than D.C.?
It's on par with D.C.
Worse.
Yeah. It's on par with D.C.
Small lanes.
Yeah. Oh, it's certainly
worse. I didn't know we knew Boston traffic the way that we did on this show.
I was up there the last 2 years for my daughter's volleyball.
Oh, right.
Boston traffic is terrible. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a big Fritzman.
Okay.
So I just want to...
Oh, he's a Fritzman?
The best show.
Okay.
So let's hit on the Phillies first. When Dombrowski was up here, he would just burn through the prospects, but it got us a World Series. So that kind of helps.
Yeah, that's how you do it. It feels like you have to do one or the other. You either have to... Like, be committed to developing and having those guys play, or be willing to trade those guys to go win a World Series. And when you can spend money, like it's a similar thing with the Red Sox. The Red Sox are in a major market. They can spend money. When you can spend money, you can afford to trade those guys. I mean, look at who is productive in with the Phillies right now. How many of them are born and bred Phillies? Like, none of them.
Yeah, I mean, and the development of Stott and Bohm is killing them.
Right. So,
and by the way, they're almost 30. You know, it's not like they're kids.
Yeah, like go.
Bohm has developed fine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's not a power hitter.
Yeah, but you keep saying this.
He never was a power hitter.
He's been the same player for 3 years. He's gotten better defensively. Great. I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care.
No, you don't care.
I don't care. Hit the ball
out the park.
Well, or in the gaps.
Yeah.
Let's get back to doubles.
He's a gap hitter last year.
This year, he is a 6'5".
Yeah, this year, I got to admit, there's a lot of singles this year. Yeah, a lot of singles this year.
Well, he had a little run when they were playing in Little League Parks in Colorado when he was hitting home runs. And everybody was like,
Sacramento,
see?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Colonel. Go ahead.
All right. So last time I called you guys was about this time last year. So I live up here, but I'm an Eagles fan. And I was taking my boys for the first time down the shore. We had just wrapped up when the Eagles were doing the joint practice with the Patriots and then the preseason game. And all my kids said, Jalen, offense and defense looked amazing. So they knew it was a special team. And from there, it was kind of like we knew this was going to be a good season.
Yep.
To us, we're going back this week because Washington's up here. And instead of rooting on the Eagles, we're going to be on the other side, you know.
Yeah, boom.
Asking where Terry is, going after.
There you go. Go to camp and scream. Where's McLaurin?
And where are you going to wear Eagles stuff?
Yeah, make sure you wear Eagles gear.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no problem. I got my Carter shirt. My son's got his Hurts jersey. We're good to go.
All right.
There you go.
All right, Colonel. We appreciate the for next question today. What's your favorite music video of all time in honor of MTV's birthday?
you had to be a certain age, so it's not creepy, but if you were of a certain age, that first Britney Spears video that came out was on point.
Yeah, it was something else, man. Yep.
We lost Spike.
Hit me one more time.
Oh, yeah? I don't even remember. Yeah. I know the song. I don't think I've seen the video.
A lot of school.
They're is all, that the, yeah.
Oh, man, hold on.
No.
Yeah. Hold on, man.
I was in college.
I
was a young man.
Yeah.
You know, I was a young man.
I remember the video now.
Where's your sock?
I was a young man.
Where's your sock?
Hey, enough out of you. What are you doing?
What?
You are, on Fridays. Out of control, yeah, on Fridays, you are a dangerous guy. All right, coming up next, LA Shore Parks came over here right from training camp. We will find out how everyone looked. Jalen has had a few down practices. We'll find out if that changed today.
Did you smile?
No, I'm smiling because Elliot is showing up, and we'll talk to him about the unrest in the NFC East with Terry McLaurin requesting a trade, Micah Parsons requesting a trade, and you. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies trade deadline one day later? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.